It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation, so call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
And Mr. Lavoie, you're flying solo at the moment. Hey, welcome to Speak Out. Tuesday, November 16th, 2021, as we await the arrival of our guests from Hospice of Havasu. We're expecting Executive Director Jenny Talker and Bereavement Counselor Barbara Krantz at any moment. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have a call-in from Mojave County Community Services Director Michael Smith. And I just got off the phone with Michael, and we certainly have a lot to talk about as far as rental assistance, the ERAP program, what's going on in other rural communities as far as workforce housing. What an interesting conversation that we just had on the phone when he called to confirm that he's calling in this morning. All right, so if you didn't catch it on Friday, wanted to touch on this yesterday, but the Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education Program, or PACE, we had the raffle on Friday, thanks to Diane Klostermeyer, and we gave away first prize, second prize, and third prize, these huge packages. But first prize went to Chris Richard. He's the winner of two show tickets at Grace Arts Live, a Home Depot Next Grill. That's a $149 value. It's a 29-inch barrel charcoal grill and smoker. And an Omaha Steaks package. That was just first place. Not like, you know, three items for first, second, and third. Bill Powell took home the second prize. That was a patriotic Thanksgiving feast. And then third prize went to Jenna Mansell. And she won the Thanksgiving fun package for four tickets to Movies Havasu, a pretty Mud Shark shirt with a gift card, and the Thanksgiving booklet with decor items, decoration items. So congratulations to all three, Chris Richard, Bill Powell, and Jenna Mansell. And if you have any questions, contact Diane Klostermeyer from PACE. That is the Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education program that is in our schools right now. Let's see, we've got sports on the agenda for tonight. University of Arizona basketball taking on Jess Knudsen's team, his alma mater, North Dakota State, tonight at 7 p.m. is the tip-off from the U of A, and that'll be an interesting game. Well, maybe if North Dakota State pulls off a huge upset, it'll be a really interesting game. So, again, the tip-off tonight at 7. You got Suns basketball. They're playing the Mavericks twice this week, once tomorrow night at 8, and then again on Friday night at 8, and of course Thursday night football, the Patriots at Falcons. That's at 6 o'clock on Thursday. And the big one that everyone in town's talking about anyway, here in Lake Havasu City, you've got the Arizona 4A state playoffs first round in Havasu. They won the right to play at home. The Havasu Fighting Knights taking on the Canyon del Oro Dorados. I'll be calling that game along with Bill Beckman, and that's a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the FM for about a half hour, So we'll be on 94.3 and 100.5 for about a half hour until the Suns game. The pregame comes on at 7:30, but that kickoff is at 7 for the Havasu Fighting Knights, and then you can listen on 980 AM and KNTRSports.com. Full schedule of college football on Saturday, and then Sunday, of course, the NFL and the Cardinals at Seattle. 40% chance of rain, by the way, and that game is scheduled for a 2:25 kickoff. That's the Cardinals and the Seahawks Sunday, 2:25 kickoff. All right, blood drive today, sponsored by Lake Havasu City Campus Student Activities Council at Mojave Community College. That is today until 2 p.m., 1977 Acoma Boulevard West, Building 600. You can schedule your appointment to give blood at donors.vitalant.org and search for available times with the blood drive code MCCLHC. That's easy. MCCLHC, or email Vitalant, contact Vitalant at 877-258-4825. Also, hello ladies. My guests are here, but I got time to read one more. You're invited to help create the future of Needles. This is for Needles residents. Pretty cool. The city is hosting an open house to share information about citywide planning efforts and obtain your input on a variety of topics, including places to protect, celebrate, and rehabilitate, downtown area, types of new development, walking enhancements, biking enhancements, improvements, that sort of thing. And there's going to be two sessions. One is with the kids, and parents are also welcome, from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. And then the other is from 4 to 7, and that's from everyone. This comes from the city manager's office. Rick Daniels was kind enough to share this with me. And everyone's welcome. If you have any questions, contact the city manager's office in Needles. It's or go to cityofneedles.com/news-notices. So we'll get that out a couple more times this week before everything happens on Thursday. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Well, thank you for having us.
How are you? How are you, by the way? Jenny Talker is the executive director, and we have bereavement counselor Barbara Krantz in the studio. And let's see, November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. Did I say that right, palliative care?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how... I noticed there was an arrangement you made with Mayors Cal Sheehy and Tom Brady, the mayor of Bullhead City, to proclaim November as National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. What went into that?
So every year, November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, and the mayors graciously award us the proclamation. It's an opportunity for us to bring awareness about hospice and palliative care to our communities that we serve. And this is the 40th year that National Hospice and Palliative Care Month has occurred, and we are also going to be celebrating our 40th year next year. So
nice.
We've been doing it almost as long as it's been in existence.
So tell me about the bereavement department, Barbara, as far as what is provided by the bereavement. You know, as a bereavement counselor, what do you do?
So for community support, we have individual counseling where we can meet with them one-on-one, and we also provide phone consultations if they want to just talk on the phone. Some people don't feel comfortable meeting one-on-one, and we also have in-person support groups that we have that they can attend as well, and that's all for free, and they do not have to pay anything. They just have to call and ask to speak to one of the bereavement counselors, and they will help, you know, determine what kind of help that we can give them.
That's got to be a really challenging place to be in the organization. You're of course, dealing with death,
mm-hmm.
and the death of loved ones. How does that process, where is it, I mean, it's different for everybody, right?
Right. It's very different. We, we just encourage a lot of self-care, especially for the individuals that attend, and making sure that they're taking care of themselves. You know, it sounds simple, but, you know, it really is about making sure they're taking care of their own personal needs as well.
In what way?
You know, making sure they're eating, they're sleeping, they're getting enough, you know, exercise, they're getting support, you know, besides us, you know, whether it's their church, friends, or family.
I see. It's very, very interesting. And as executive director, you oversee this.
Yes. So our bereavement department is very helpful to our community. We provide grief support, not only to our hospice patients and families, but to anybody in the community that has a need. We have wonderful children's programs that we offer in the schools. We also do trauma and crisis support in local businesses in our service areas. So it goes much more beyond than just the death and dying. You know, a loss can be so much more than it affects our daily lives, you know, whether it's a move or, you know, just even a loss of a friendship or something else. So our bereavement department, they take care of so much more than just the aspect of people who are going through a loss due to death.
I see where you provide support for a large scale, like the Vegas shooting at the Harvest Festival, the Route 91. I didn't realize that Hospice of Havasu provides support for something like that.
Yes, we've been contacted when there's been other events, but the Las Vegas, the Harvest 91, it was one of the biggest ones that we've been involved with. And Barbara can actually speak a little bit more to that because she was involved with helping those people.
Wow.
Yeah, we met with a group of other hospices here in town and other agencies to provide a overall support system for everyone, and we did kind of like a group session. And it was just really heartbreaking to see so many people struggle through something so traumatic for them and trying to help them process everything. But we do provide other things, you know, like when there's a suicide in one of the schools, we will go out and provide services to the high school, or even if it's like any agency in town that has any kind of loss that's kind of traumatic as well. So we will go out there and provide support to the employees.
How does services, you also provide support for veterans? How does that work?
So we provide the same type of support for all the people in the community, but with our, we have a program called We Honor Veterans, and it's part of the NHPCO. We're a 3-star member of that participation, and it's just a way for us to really thank the veterans at the end of life for the services that they provide. And there's so much that goes into with the veterans that they don't talk a lot about their experiences.
Right.
And, you know, we really hope to be able to reach out and allow them that, you know, final opportunity to talk about, you know, what they experienced, you know, while they were serving, but also just a way to really give back and thank them and their family for their services.
Again, we're talking with Hospice of Havasu Executive Director Jenny Talker and Bereavement Counselor Barbara Krantz. If you have a question, give us a call, 854-5687-928-854-KNTR. And you also have children's grief programs.
Yes.
Is that tougher, easier, the same? How does that work when you're dealing with children and grief counseling?
I think it's tougher with kids because they're trying to figure out how they're feeling and how to process everything that they're going through, you know, and it also can be hard if their family is kind of trying to work with them and maybe they're not on the same page, you know, because it's difficult, you know, to really understand what they're experiencing because they can't really understand their own feelings sometimes, what's going on.
Is there a wrong way that parents or family deal with children in a grief situation? Or is it just everybody deals with it differently? Is there a set pattern or a set way to deal with that type of grief?
I think every family is going to be different because it depends what their coping skills are. You know, how do the parents cope with grief? How did their parents cope with grief? That all factors into it and how they're dealing with the grief at that time. So, you know, it's going to be different for every individual.
Well, I imagine it's very different because, you know, back in the day, it was boys don't cry, right? Is there still that mentality?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you break through that?
Because we see that even with the adults, you know, we have people that say, oh, I'm not supposed to cry because that's what I was trained not to be. You know, that's how I was as a child until I was older, you know, we just encourage them to express how they feel so they can let it out instead of keeping it all bottled in.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. And we've all lost loved ones at one time, especially when you get to be a certain age. It seems like, you know, they all come not at once, but one after another, favorite aunts, favorite uncles, grandparents, that sort of thing. So, but when you have children, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
They don't,
absolutely.
They don't understand it how we understand it per se. So, All right, let's go ahead and take a short break and we'll come back, regroup, talk a little bit more about Hospice of Havasu and National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. Perfect. All right. We're with Executive Director Jenny Talker and Bereavement Counselor Barbara Krantz. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out. We'll return in just a moment. Stay with us. We'll be right back. A little Queen by request of Executive Director Jenny Talker from Hospice of Havasu. Good choice, by the way. Not just the band, but the song. That's your favorite Queen song.
That's right.
Oh, very good. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesely, and Lori Rule, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau, and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community. Located in the Laughlin Town Center, visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. And on a programming side note, we've got Mojave Mortgage and Coldwell Banker in the studio tomorrow for the Real Estate Power Hour. Or as Chad would say, boom! And they'll be in the studio. We'll analyze market trends and what's happening in the mortgage industry. And I believe there's going to be a donation to a local nonprofit during the show. So that'll be kind of interesting. Right? Exactly.
Cool.
All right. Back in the studio, we've got, again, Executive Director Jenny Talker and Bereavement Counselor Barbara Krantz from Hospice of Havasu. And there's also, you also provide support for the Veterans Resource Team and the annual Veterans Stand Down event.
Yeah, we're very involved in all of the veterans resources. So we have two of our co-workers that participate with the Veterans Court program and help support that. And anytime we can reach out and help the veterans, we want to get involved. So we've done the annual Veterans Stand Down event and other things in the community.
Right, right. There's also, you have helpful articles in that dealing with different kinds of grief and trauma. You want to talk about that, Barbara?
So every month we put out an article just to help people work through their grief, and there are different topics from traumatic loss to cumulative loss, how to cope with grief during the holidays. We just did one on veterans and grief. You know, I don't think we do enough regarding veterans and how they're grieving, you know, through multiple losses.
Sure, exactly. And they're like the last people to reach out and try to get a helping hand in that. And a lot of times I've talked with a lot of veterans about this too. It's the friends or the family that reach out for the veteran and get that support.
Absolutely.
Right. Tell me about the Hoedown. There's a event coming up for Hospice of Havasu.
Woohoo! Yes, our 40th anniversary party. So we'll have more information out at the beginning of the year, but we want people to start thinking about our event. Is going to be April the 23rd, Saturday evening at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds. We're going to have live entertainment, and it's going to be a big celebration to thank our community for supporting us for 40 years, and it's really going to be a great time. We're really excited about it, and we've got a really good committee together, so there's going to be a lot of exciting things, and we may even have the mechanical bull.
Oh.
So come ride the bull.
So this is a save the date.
This is a save the date.
Right, right, right. Kind of covered on a show I watched. There's how many invitations are you going to send me, right? To save
exactly.
The date and then the invitation. So April 23rd is the date of the event. And again, that's at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds. So put a big old, Hospice at Havasu, or HOH on your calendar.
Yeah, the big red circle.
To remind yourself of the big red circle. But we've got Children's Grief Day coming up on November 18th. What is that all about?
So we just want to make sure that we honor the children that are grieving, and just to kind of make it aware that children are trying to cope with loss as well. You know, they kind of get left behind sometimes, and people tend to forget that they're also trying to cope with multiple losses as well.
In what way?
What we do is we try to provide support into the school systems and, you know, counseling sessions and different things, and reaching out and letting them know we're there for them.
Okay. I don't know if you both remember, we had a radiothon here mm-hmm. a while back. So that was a lot of fun. A lot of work, by the way, 6 hours on the air. But anything else you wanted to talk about while you're here?
We just really want to thank, again, our community that helps support Hospice of Havasu. We're 40 years strong, and we're here to stay. And if you need anything or you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Sometimes people wait too long to ask the questions about, hey, I've noticed that, you know, mom's not eating the way she used to. Or So like I said, just reach out to us. We have several programs that can help. Even when you're not hospice or ready for hospice, we also have our transitions program. We kind of call it our pre-hospice program. And we have nurses that will come out and visit with you, and counselors that will help us. You put resources in line if you need just some additional help before hospice might be appropriate. But again, like I said, just call and ask. Like, we'll help you with your questions. We can answer. Again, if you just want to know, and like I said, you're noticing some changes, because again, people wait until it, you know, the very end, and we would like to be able to get in there and help you a little sooner. Because, again, you know, no one has ever said to us, oh, you came too soon.
What about insurance? How do people pay for your services?
So we are funded by Medicare. However, as the only not-for-profit in our service area, we accept all insurances. We don't turn anybody away because of what their insurance might be, or if they don't even have insurance. We accept all hospice-eligible patients. So, you know, that is not going to be a factor when we come out and visit you. We will accept anybody who is hospice eligible.
And what's the number if they want to reach you? Somebody listening right now that says, you know what, I could use a little respite. You have respite care.
Respite is part of the services we provide under the hospice care, and that's for the caregivers when, you know, maybe they have an event they want to go to, or they just need a break because they have usually been providing care for several years before we get involved. So we do have those opportunities for our hospice patients to have respite. But if somebody wants to just call and ask a question, please call us at 928-453-2111. Or visit our website also for additional resources, because besides our grief and trauma resources we have a lot of, you know, caregiving support brochures, and also our resource guides, which are very, very well circulated in our communities. But that's what we're here for. We want to be able to help put you in touch with the right people. So if it's not Hospice of Havasu, we want to help it put you in touch with somebody who might be able to help you with whatever your need is.
Right. And you can also get, if you have your phone in your hand right now and you want to just take a look, it's hospicehavasu.org. Not hospice of, just hospicehavasu.org. And that website will put you in touch with the resources that you need or may need to care for your loved ones.
Yes, or like I said, give us a call. We're available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Right, and the grief support, of course.
Absolutely. Right. Just reach out if you need anything. We'll be more than happy to help you.
All right, perfect. Good job, ladies.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. And we're going to come back with Mojave County Community Services Director Michael Smith. And again, it is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month throughout the month of November.
Great.
All right, perfect. Happy Thanksgiving if I don't see you.
Oh, yes, thank you.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I know, hard to believe, right?
I know.
It's like 9 days away. It'll be Turkey Day.
I haven't got my turkey yet.
Uh-oh.
I better get shopping.
You better get out there. All right. We'll be right back on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. Stay with us. Guitar! We're back on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. And Michael, are you still there?
I'm here, sir.
I always remember the guests who request AC/DC for some reason. Now you're added to that list. So you're in pretty good company, by the way.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herb's Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on, now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. Don't forget, you can listen to the show live at KNTRTalk.com. The archives are there as well. Just go to the Speak Out tab. And we're now on the Lake Havasu City app, and that is available at Google Play and the Apple iStore. And speaking of what's available online, we also have Speak Out 2.0. Today, Ryan Frueworth and Felicia from the City of Kingman will be on Speak Out 2.0, and that's after news and a short break after the top of the hour. And welcome in to Michael Smith. He is the Mojave County Community Services Director. You've been in the studio before, and we talked about ERAP before, which is the I'm not going to get this right. I don't think the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, is that right?
That's correct.
That was developed during the height of COVID for those people who had trouble making their rent payments and house payments, mortgage payments, that sort of thing, that were affected by the pandemic and maybe were temporarily furloughed and that sort of thing. But that's still going on?
Yes, that is correct. So right now, in Mojave County, over $4 million has been expended to help our community members. We've received, or I should say the program has received 1,651 applicants. At this time, 714 have been approved. There's definitely a need in the community for people that have been affected by COVID or had a COVID hardship. And so this program rolled out in advance, which was great, and it also helps with utilities. So if you're up to date on your rent, but you're not up to date on utilities, mm-hmm. This program will also, you can apply just for utilities as well.
Oh, that's really interesting. But you just brought up some numbers. So over 1,600 have applied, but only just over 700 have been approved. Why the disparity there of about 900?
Sure. So the way the process works is the tenant as well as the landlord must submit an application. Once those applications are matched, then they go ahead. Then they move forward with the process of paying those past due services.
So did those two parties get together, or do you just wait for them to randomly submit? How does that work?
So normally the landlord and the tenant are in communication with one another, and that's a great point, because what's really important, or what slowed the process down that we found, is that if somebody doesn't put on the application the exact dollar amount that the landlord does,
right,
they have to go back to the tenant and verify it. So it'll take a little bit of time for that to happen as well. So that's something that, you know, as people are applying, they can do that. We also, on a regular basis here at the Community Services Department here in Mojave County, Bullhead, Havasu, and Kingman, we help people with the process as well. So we'll help them bring in their documents, and we'll help them upload them to the website to make sure that they can get the services they need.
Well, gosh, I mean, I'm just thinking they have to be the same amount, and you've got two people trying, you know, it's almost like herding cats in your case, where you've got maybe the tenant is looking for $800 in rental assistance, the landlord's looking for $1,200, but somehow you got to get them on the same page to get any assistance at all.
Yeah, that is correct. So, but normally they reach out directly, or the two parties are in contact as well. Another program that was recently started here through DES was in the court system. So for people going through evictions, as well. So there's another individual that will be coming on board from Mojave County, working with the courts to make sure that people's needs are addressed. But, Paul, if we could, I would also like to think of the other part of our community members as well that may have been going through some hard times. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is, so people that have mortgages, and also it's just really important to think of the people that have mortgages and haven't been helped or served. And I just want to make sure that people were aware that Mojave County, if you go to community services, and you go to the third tab down, there'll be one that says resources. You can actually find some of the different resources that are available here as well for mortgages or for loan support. One of those would be WACOG. And so if you go to their page, they actually have support for homeowners. And it's right on, it says a hand up, foreclosure prevention. And then you can go to their site, and that's for homeowners that are experiencing trouble as it relates to their bills as well.
You know, you bring up a good point there with WACOG and mortgage assistance and that. But so does the homeowner have to be so far in arrears before you can help?
You know, they take them on a case-by-case basis. Okay. So I would, you know, it's really important to reach out to WACOG for their process and the way they go through that process. But, yes, in regards to the ERAP program, that's a little different. Because what they can do is they can pay what's in the arrears, and then they can pay 2 months forward to make sure that, you know, the person's can stay in their home and they won't be evicted.
Sure, that makes sense. Again, we're talking with Mojave County Community Services Director Michael Smith. And if you have a question for Michael, maybe you qualify for one of these programs. Maybe you're a landlord. Maybe you're a tenant, and you've still got some back rent to make up. Give us a call, 854-5687, 854-KNTR. Of course, now, as you've all probably heard, like I have, it's now state law. You have to use the area code before you dial, even if it's a local number. But, you know, let's talk about rental increases. And I know it's a subject near and dear to a lot of hearts out there, people that rent apartments, that rent homes, that might be seeing large increases in their rent. Is there anything the county can do for them?
You know, Paul, the county believes in free market, so currently at this time we are not addressing that need. But with that being said, we are working with local developers, myself and Tammy Erstenbach. Supervisor Leichenfelter has held a roundtable discussion as it relates to this issue as well, because we do know that it's an issue. And so if we can bring more developers into Mojave County, to build workforce housing. And so, Paul, if we could, let's also, I always like to just frame the question as well. So when we talk about it, just define the different things. So affordable housing, right? Mm-hmm. Affordable housing is anybody who earns $39,769, that's 80% of area median income. For workforce housing, it's that number up to 120%. Which would be $59,654.
Okay.
So just so as we talk about it, we are talking about the same terms as we move forward.
Is there any area of the county that needs help more than any other area?
You know, as you look at it, we're short thousands of units in every city. So across the county, and then you got to look a step further, right? And what I mean by that is if you look at affordability as well as wages, it really, you know, the housing market really took off and, you know, right around, 2020 and it really took off to a percentage of over 20%, and really climbed. But if you go back and you look at wages, right, they went up a little bit, but for the most part, they stayed pretty level.
Right.
So for the people that were on the cusp of being able to afford homes, they were kind of driven out of the market, especially like when you look at cities like Lake Havasu, you know, where the homes start around $500,000. So there's a lot of things related to that really make it hard for individuals to get in. The only saving grace as of late has been the interest rates. have been so low that they allow people to afford more homes. But those interest rates are ticking up from the all-time lows.
How much do the seasonal rentals have to do with, complicating the problem, those short-term rentals that we hear so much about in all three markets?
Sure. I mean, when you think about it, the Airbnb and other services and things that you're really describing, they do play a factor in that service as well. And that's really a business proposition that people have engaged in and currently do.
Michael, are you hearing from other areas of the state, other counties, other municipalities that are experiencing the same type of issue?
Sure. So if you look at even the state, but you look nationally, one of the things that COVID did is it really changed the workforce and the way people currently work. What I mean by that is so many of us were forced to work from home. So now people really have the ability to pick and choose where they like to work, and most people are currently on the spend side of moving to more rural areas, mm-hmm. Less developed, and having an opportunity to work from home and things of that nature. So that has played a role and will continue to play a role as the hybrid system comes back.
So that brings, that kind of brings us back full circle to the rental assistance program, because you also help with utilities in that. And sometimes just internet, when you have to have high speed to work from home, isn't exactly affordable. Do you help with that type of utility cost as well?
That is something that I believe is included. I'd have to double check on that one.
Right.
But no, actually, now that I think about it, yes, that is included. For certain people do qualify for that. So yes, that is a qualifying utility. It's through another program, but you can get internet assistance.
That's interesting, because internet in a lot of areas is not cheap. I mean, I know this fiber's coming in, and that especially in the Lake Havasu with Allo, and you're looking at a lower cost for that. But it's going to be a couple of years for some people to reach that. But just to work at home, you have to have decent upload and download speeds.
Definitely, And I would say, as it relates to, affordable and workforce housing, the county's role is really to foster partnerships and develop and bring people together as it relates to housing. And we can do that several different ways, from convening meetings, from doing radio shows like this. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, the office is probably since the last board meeting and Supervisor Linkenfelter's roundtable, we've received at least 5 different calls from different area landlords that would like to engage with our services and programs that we have to offer, as well as to talk about prospect of building other affordable housing in Mojave County.
Sure, sure. Now, what about veterans? I see a lot in the Jerry Ambrose Veterans Council, in that they have assistance for veterans and resources in that. Is Mojave County part of that outreach to veterans as well? Michael, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I got an emergency alert on the
phone.
Yeah,
we got the same thing, and we're carrying you on a cell phone right now, so that was kind of awkward. Anyway, I don't know if you heard the whole question, but do you have emergency rental assistance programs for veterans as well?
Sure. So if a veteran came, we would provide the same services for them as well if they wanted the emergency rental assistance program. That wouldn't change. However, we do have our VASH program. And that we do that in conjunction with the VA.
Right.
So the VA will actually do the intake of the veteran. After they do that, they'll then be referred over to us to receive a VASH voucher, which they then can use to go out in the community and pick a choice where they'd like to reside.
And that HUD VASH program is very popular among veterans as well that use that program. I know that. So anything else you wanted to talk about before we go to our last break of the hour?
I would just say as well, so when people think of different options and places they can go, reach out to your local banks as well. One local bank that we've worked with is Foothills Bank. Lisa Vanella has been great. She's also on a workforce development board. And they just have a lot of neat programs. I'm sure other banks do as well. But they have down payment grants or loan forgiveness over a period of employment, home ownership counseling and education, rental subsidies. So they have a lot of different programs as well, as well as you have the USDA. And on our webpage, there's a lot of different programs that people can access. Home Plus Down Payment Assistance, Housing for Solutions of Northern Arizona. And then I would also add that if there's somebody in the community that's looking, it could be a landlord or as a tenant, we have rental property reference list that we try to update for the cities. So we have Kingman, Golden Valley area. We have Bullhead City area, Lake Havasu. So we have rental lists out there that we try to update so that if somebody's looking for a place to rent, they could use this list. Now, this list is not a whole comprehensive list, but this is just different lists that we've come up with and worked with people over the years.
Is that at MojaveCounty.gov?
That is correct.
Okay. So look for the Community Services tab at MojaveCounty.gov, and all of those services, more information, like Michael was just talking about, are available there. I want to thank you for being on the program, and I also want to thank Roger Galloway, the County Communications Director, for helping set up this interview. Some very, very valuable information for folks out there to help with their situation if they're in distress as far as rent or their housing situation goes.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.
You bet. I'm going to play your original request, by the way, as we go out to break. It was for those about to rock, we salute you. I told you, I never forget when a guest requests AC/DC. There's just something really cool about that.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. We appreciate you being on the program. All right, we're going to take our last break of the hour. Come back with more in a moment. I'll have some community calendar, let you know who's going to be on Speak Out 2.0 and other stuff as we go to break. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. And, of course, my all-time favorite AC/DC song with Bon Scott on lead vocals. All right, tomorrow, the Real Estate Power Hour. Boom! With Chad Hansen and Bobby Lewis from Coldwell Banker Real Estate. And we'll be here, of course, 11 a.m. right after news. And Real Estate Power Hour, we'll take a really interesting, in-depth look. We'll have Bobby's numbers, of course, Chad's insight, and it all just works. I don't know how. It just works. That's just how it works. All right, next on Speak Out 2.0, Ryan Frewerth from the City of Kingman Recreation Department. He'll be on after news and a short break. That's on Speak Out 2.0. And I got a note yesterday about the Lake Havasu Ballet, and they have a performance that's free to the public. That is this Saturday, November 20th, and they're going to present Aladdin. Scheduled performances will be a matinee program to be held at 2 p.m., evening program at 7. The event is free to the public. Arrive early for the best seats. If you need more information, call Phyllis. That is 928-466-6297. Also, there is a turkey trot, 5K run and walk. That is this Saturday, 9 a.m., Grand Island Park on the island at Malibu Drive, Lake Havasu City. They're taking registration for youth 14 to 18. Let's see, race day, $25. So there you go. If you register on race day, it's $25. Before race day, $20, and youth are $10. All right, again, Real Estate Power Hour on tomorrow's show. I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Speak Out 2.0 is next after news and a short break.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.